significant influence on the other two components, while at the same time it is influenced strongly by the other two. When we have completed this section, we will see how this interactive model works in relationship to foundational values. We will have a clearer understanding of how these foundational values are dynamic, are a dynamic that permeates all other aspects of our lives, and we will see how they impart an attitude of stewardship on the various elements that make us unique. Without this attitude, we would end up pursuing a narcissistic calling, which we view ourselves as both caller and the called. And we will also see how foundational values motivate us to carry out a personal mission that lives out these values in a calling. Without this motivation, we would tend to go through life just reacting to whatever comes along at the time. In the end, we will see how our foundational values are what really give us meaning in our lives. That is part of the universal need experienced by all humans. So that's the end. I won't always read the intro sections, but in this case, I thought he put it far better than I could paraphrase it. So after we do this initial, like, kind of groundwork of foundational values, we'll jump into the issue of faith, and then we'll continue, and we'll tackle some of those smaller words in that sphere. But I know that was a lot, and it might have read or sounded a little bit like a textbook, because it is kind of a textbook, but do you think I should start with a few slides here, or just give a...
You can go right to the activity.
Yeah, I think I will. All right, if you are an employee at LCCS and you were at in-service this year, you may have done a little piece of this already, but what this activity will do, let me just explain it before I give it to you. It says right here, the purpose is to guide you in exploring and identifying five core values that you have. So what you have, on the front side, you have kind of a handful of boxes with some questions. There's one more on the back. And then on the back, this is what you're going to have to consult throughout the activity. There's a large paragraph here. And when you see it, you'll see it's just a list of individual words, like acceptance, accuracy, achievement, adaptability, adventure. And there are all these different values that they came up with. Now, it's not an exhaustive list, but there are certainly a lot here to work from. And so what you do is you go through and you answer the questions. You'll be looking to the back list to help. So like number one, I'll give you an example. List the values that you already know are important to you. So you can look off of this. If it's not there and you want to say it differently, change it. The next one, this is where it kind of gets annoying because it's hard to narrow things down. But what are three possessions that you just couldn't live without? And once you've arrived at those three, then the second part is write down the values from the list that these objects represent. So if you are somebody like you just could not live without your cell phone, or I mean, it could be material things. Are we okay with it being like family? We ran into that issue in
Instagram. Like people?
Yeah, people. Or are we sticking with things, objects? We should probably clarify now.
The thing with people then is that three can fill up. I might say avoid people.
Okay, so for that one, avoid people. So
no
stick
people.
With things.
You're alone.
You're what?
It says that you're alone. There's no people. It's just you.
Yeah.
Desert island.
Things. Once you think of those things, then just kind of look through the list and see what that maybe represents. I'm trying to think of a good example. Do you have one?
Well, I often say to my students, like, maybe if you, if you were thinking of your cell phone, maybe convenience, you know, is, like, a big deal. Or if you have something that represents someone who's very special to you, like, I don't know, like a pocket watch that your great-grandfather gave to you or something. Maybe you value, like, history or family, you know, or identity or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit abstract. I mean, it's really, you're the one who needs to determine ultimately what the thing that you're keeping, you need to determine what value is represented. Because for someone else, they might say, oh, you have a pocket watch? Well, you like money. Well, it has nothing to do with the monetary value of the pocket watch, it's the person who gave it to me. So that's, you know, feel free to talk with those around you, but ultimately, you'll be the decider.
Yes. And then it goes on, what are, who are three people you most respect or are inspired by? And then you write down the characteristics of those individuals that make you feel that way about them. Three situations you find incredibly frustrating. And write down the values that are violated or dishonored during these situations. And then the last one's, what's your favorite, what's one of your favorite memories, and then what's the value that's being treasured in that memory? Okay, so this is just a way, again, back to the title, mining for values. You're asking some other questions that kind of arrive at maybe helping to identify some values. So if you're like me, you can't.
Also, don't feel like you have to come up with three. Like if you're really struggling to come up with a third or even a second in a box, move on to another box. Because there could be another box where you easily come up with four or five, you know, items or people or situations.
So you can have more than three.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're having trouble now or anything.
Right. The goal is to get at the values, not to get the perfect number of, you know, items listed. I also might suggest it wouldn't hurt if you're going through and looking back on that list on the second page. You know, if you are pulling words from that list, maybe underline them or circle them or something. You start getting a sense of the words that you're going to a lot, that you're drawn to.
It would be fun if we had time to hear from everybody in the large group setting, because I know I'd love to hear what people put. But I think for the sake of time and just making sure everybody has a chance to share, we'll do small groups again. And in your small groups, just you can kind of talk through your responses. If there's something you don't want to share, by all means, don't. But just kind of talk through your responses and some of the values you've arrived at. Some questions that maybe were harder for you or easier for you. A lot of times there's kind of stories associated with these answers that we write down. So with just a couple other people, I'd say maybe groups of, I don't know, two, three, four. talk about it and then spend some time talking about the five that you arrived at. And if we have time, we'll kind of bring it back together here for a closing minute or two. And again, I'd encourage you, hang on to these, add them to your packet then. Because as we then continue on with the foundational value section, and even as we continue through the rest of the model, it'll be valuable to be able to go back and kind of look at some of the things you wrote down here. So go ahead and break into groups and discuss it.
Your box, the last box of five, and then kind of explain from there and be like, well, I have, you know, this word, and that kind of connects back to these two answers because there's this person I look up to and there's this thing that happened. Yeah, if that works too.
Yeah, and my dad was just saying, like, he actually kind of did like broad categories, like if I really value intelligence and learning, and like there's some that are kind of all the same, and if you work with them all together.
I could limit myself to five, so I wrote it to five.
You should see his. It's like 25.
Then I wrote the ones that I think are related to that one. Because, you know, so many of them are related.
All right. Sorry to interrupt your discussion. I always think this part, I don't want to keep you from talking in your small groups, but we also have to make our way upstairs. I feel like at this point I should be saying, now write your name on top and pass your papers forward, but you will not be receiving a grade on these. But again, hang on to them. We'll revisit it as we continue the study, and I hope that was enjoyable. I was listening in a little bit And you're always welcome to take these home and work further on them if you wanted to, keep your thought process going on any particular area, but we will revisit it. And I'll just quickly pray and close this out.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Should we put this in with the chapter that it's actually just put?
I mean, for the, I think it's probably easy to just put all the activities in. But
I put mine in. It is punched with three holes.
Yes.
She's saying at the back or in the middle.
Learn that to quiz.
Oh, I put mine.
Punch everything, I'll say holes with it. It's really up to you. If you want to put it in.
She wanted to know where.
She was asking if she should put it in at the end or where we're at. It's entirely up to you. If you want to shuffle through the papers, I guess it depends on what you value. Value order
yeah. To your mind.
All right. You know what? I will just say amen and close our time and we'll move upstairs. So. Amen. There we go.
And we have a guest today who came. This is Rick, who is with the Gideons, and he's visiting us today. Welcome, Rick.